Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 351 for the 16th of September 2024. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 10 seconds to allow for priority traffic or for stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items of information we like to hear from check-ins. If you don't have an SDF username yet, you know, why not? Okay, well, all right, we'll settle for the other three. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu, GMT, UTC, whatever you like to call it, via Echolink node 9229, also known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait to be acknowledged by the net control and given the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a topic of the week. And there's only three of us here. I'm running out of steam on doing the boilerplate. I tried to think of a good topic this week, and the thing that stuck in my mind is that I was at a club banquet on Tuesday, and the person across from me at the table asked me what I do. And this person is a very, an HF-oriented person. He's doing, you know, Century Club, you know, lots of DX, you know, HF stuff. And when I said, you know, I mostly do VHF, UHF, local repeaters, Echolink, he said, you know, oh, but you do, like, you know, HF, you know, DXing, and said, well, you know, maybe field day, or if I'm visiting some other ham shack, you know, some ham who has a nice HF set up there, you know, I might operate, but no. And he kind of quickly, I mean, he didn't say anything, but I could feel that he was thinking that I'm not much of a ham. So the topic this week is, do you do HF? And if you don't, does it bother you? Do you think that that makes you less of a ham? So that's the topic this week. And just between the three of us, I don't think it's going to be much of a deal here. Hopefully some other people will join us before the end of our hour here. All right. Let me mention that I had N4RNW was in and out before the top of the hour here. So he's in the log. I see KC3LYZ and KQ4MII. Is there somehow some other station? Okay, the Echolink client signed me out. But anyway, is there somehow some other station listening to me that would like to check into our net that I did not identify? So call now, real quick. Right, didn't expect anything. KC3LYZ, I think you're first up.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia, SDF username Robert R. Yeah, I haven't been on the net the last few weeks with different sports and stuff, but good to be back. I definitely want to get on HF, want to get an antenna put up here. Seem like every time I get the money together with the antenna or whatever, something comes up with a house, or we got to... a couple times I had to fix a computer problem, so it's been one thing or another, but definitely want to get on HF. I know in our club we have a pretty good mix of people that do VHF, UHF, and HF, so seems like you're in good shape where we are either way.
Okay, thanks, Robert. Yeah, I mean, we do have a good mix in our club, but I think I just happen to be positioned between two or three highly HF operators there, so I didn't have anybody to jump in and kind of back up my particular situation there. So anyway, I mean, I didn't go home feeling very bad. It's just that, I mean, part of me does think that not doing HF is, you know, I'm not really doing the traditional ham radio stuff. I'm doing non-traditional ham radio stuff, which is fine, but, you know, I don't know, whatever. All right, KQ4MII, it's your turn.
AB9FJ and the group, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Mike India India. My name is Mark. I'm located in Reston, Virginia, USA. My SDF login is M. Cornick. So, yeah, we actually had a club picnic yesterday as well, and yeah, I'll get back to that in a minute. As far as, you know, what makes a real ham, I don't consider myself, you know, authoritative on the topic, but my feeling is if you've got a ham radio license, you're a real ham. If you're using it to do VHF, UHF locally, which is mostly what I do, if you've got a amazing, you know, QRO HF stack and you can hit the other side of the world, that's pretty cool too. But there's just so much you can do with different types of radio on the different bands and different modes that, you know, it all qualifies for me. I mean, even EchoLink I'll allow, even though we're not doing any RF here, you know. It's communication among radio amateurs. It's ham radio. Good enough for me. As far as what I do personally, mostly VHF, UHF due to my QTH being really impossible to get a good HF antenna up in an apartment, although I can go up to the roof of my parking garage here and put a vertical on top of my car and do reasonable reception from there. So my HF operations are a little limited. I mostly do them portable for things like POTA. The club has a good POTA group. We've been going to different parks about once a month or so, and setting up from there and doing that, and done some HF from there. So, you know, in general, I'm not a big fan of gatekeepers, you know. I mean, the only real gatekeeper that matters in ham radio is the licensing authority. Once you've, you know, satisfied the FCC, if you qualify for a license, you know, that's good enough for me. And I tend not to listen to the people who want to define who is and isn't a real ham. Take a nickel here. One of the activities we did yesterday at that picnic, we got a group of people together and made some J-pole antennas. So I came home with a 2-meter tuned J-pole made out of copper tubing, and I got to you know, sweat the copper, put the parts together, put the 239 connector on in just the right place to get a good, you know, 1-to-1 SWR. So another good learning experience. I have yet to fire up the antenna. I'm thinking of getting onto one of our local nets tomorrow night and giving it a try with a mobile radio I've got here. So, yeah, good fun and something that I think will still be useful enough here, because I do have a patio. I can set the antenna out there while I'm using it and bring it inside, and the building management doesn't need to care. So, that's about all I got, so I'll give it back to you, Wayne. KQ4MII, clear.
Okay, thank you, Mark. And gatekeeper, I don't think I encountered that term before, but that really resonates. That I'm going to have to remember that. The people who think that they have the answer, the key to being a ham, and anybody who doesn't match their agenda is somehow not a ham. So anyway, yeah, thanks for that. I think I will remember that. So I don't see any other stations joining us here, but pro forma, I will say Are there any other stations somehow listening to me and have not checked in yet? Right. So, I mean, technically, we are being relayed out on a non-radio, so there might be some hams listening to a non-radio who did not connect to the to the TechLink conference in EchoLink, but perhaps my speaking up will spur them to do so. So I'm going to chatter on for about another minute or so to see if any of those call signs pop up on my dashboard before I start wrapping things up rather early. So, if you're out there on listening to us on a non-radio, and you are a ham, and you are registered with EchoLink, and you can start up your EchoLink client and connect to node 9229, you can come and join us, and even for just a few seconds to make it known that you are listening, that would be a cool thing. I'm looking at the chat over there in a non-radio, and no, nothing on there about us. So, I'm going to, it's 1914, just about here where I am. So I'll listen for another 15 or 30 seconds. Oh, wait a minute. Here we have Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Echo, Alex. So, I don't recognize that call sign. I'm not sure if you're an SDFer. You're probably still listening to the welcome message from, oh my, Kilo India 5, Zulu Kilo Mike, Kevin. Okay, there's another one. Wow, all right. Maybe I did the right thing here. I pushed the right button. So, I'm going to drag my feet a little bit because I know you guys are listening to the EchoLink announcement, you know, the thing about the XYL looking for her OM or something like that. So anyway, let me rewind. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's an anime thing. I'm not really into that, but that doesn't matter. It's a public access Unix system, and you can go to sdf.org and sign up for a free account, and you can do all kinds of neat stuff. So, let me see. I see Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Echo, and Kilo India 5, Zulu Kilo Mike. You're on my list. And so I'm going to start with K-O-4-C-E-E, Alex. The topic this week, by the way, we like to have a topic to kickstart our discussion. Timed out. All right. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussion. And the topic this week was, do you do HF operating? And if you don't, do you think that makes you less of a ham? So you might need a moment to think about that. We've had a couple of people comment on it. And I think the consensus so far is that if you don't have to be doing HF to be a legitimate ham, okay? You can be HF, UHF, microwave, you know, all those other things, and you're a perfectly valid ham radio operator. So, K-O-4-C-E-E, it's your turn. Okay, perhaps Alex needs another minute or so to think about his check-in, so let's move along to Kilo India 5, Zulu Kilo Mike.
K-I-5-Z-T-M. I got a topic. How about the best of Arduino for hams, since I recently got my copy in last week, and I don't have a proper HF setup right now yet. I've actually been playing You know, like I got my some pixie kits, and I'm about to build a lot of the projects. I'm going to build my like a U-bit and like a XV6. I want to scratch build it instead of just ordering the kit. Okay, that way I can.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kevin, for joining us this week. I don't think I copied 100% of your transmission there, but I'm glad you joined us this week. Do you have a particular question or something to ask us?
No, I'm just checking in since I was listening to it on radio, and I said, all right, I'll check in. So, I'm about to do some things with my cat and wait for the rain to die out so I can go out skating.
Okay, well, if you're listening to Anon Radio, perhaps you are already an SDF member. Do you have an SDF username?
Yes, I do. Liquid Dreams.
Okay, got you, Liquid Dreams. Welcome to our net. We do this every week. I think you know that. So, all right. I think that Alex dropped out. So we're left with, there's four of us here. So it's 20 minutes after the top of the hour. So I think I will kind of try to drag my feet a little bit here. But if we don't have any new call signs or maybe conferences popping up on my dashboard, I'll probably wrap it up real soon, though. So let me check the chat over here on Anon Radio. And I see that Fukashi has a ham license, but still has to figure out how to work my local Echolink repeater. Well, I should just mention that if you go to echolink.org and get yourself registered there, then you can download an app for your PC or your smartphone, and you're not limited to what your local repeater offers you. And Jay Lamont, I think that's Lamont, also says one of these days he'll get his license, and I'm wishing you good luck on that. So here we are, 21 plus minutes after the top of the hour, and we've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 check-ins. And, you know, I tried to drag my feet to about the half-hour mark because the Ham Conference very often joins us, but they have another net that starts at the same time as ours, and sometimes it wraps up in time that they can join us before we close out, but I guess that's not happening this week. So let me get back to my script here. I'm going to make this final call for check-ins or rechecks for this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club. Right, nothing heard. So I think I should say we're always looking for additional volunteers to act as net control. We've got a couple of them in the pipeline that may be joining us soon. If you're interested in giving it a try, send some email to me, jwh at sdf.org, and we can work out, you know, a test run, see how you like it. Also, if you're not already a subscriber, we have a mailing list, sdfarc-l, that you can subscribe to by sending an email to majordomo@sdf.org. And if you're familiar with mailing lists, you know that you say subscribe and then you give the mailing list name. And I always put it both in the subject line and in the body of the message, just to be sure, because I can never remember which one takes priority. But anyway, it's a very low volume mailing list, like maybe 2 or 3 messages per week, so it's not going to fill up your email box. I'm trying to think if there's anything else about SDFARC. Well, we have SDFARC.org, but our website, you know, we haven't really been updating it a lot, so it's kind of obsolete. But the fact is, you know, the kind of person who joins SDF, there's a very big overlap with the kind of person who becomes a ham radio operator. So, surprise, lots of the SDF users are licensed hams. So that's why we have our own ham radio club. We may only have like maybe 12 or 20 who check in regularly on this net, but believe me, there are, you know, like hundreds of other SDF users who are hams. They just don't, you know, check in on the net every week. All right, so it's about 25 minutes after the hour, and I still do not see the ham conference or any of the Aussies joining us, so I think it's about time for me to wrap it up. One more time, anybody have any additional comments before I wrap up the net? Okay. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0025 UTC. I don't think the DMR All-Star thing is working, so if you want to continue the conversation, get on SDF, go into comm, and join us in the Anon Radio Room. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73, everybody.